Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
I love us today. We're both in our glasses.
We're very studious. These are new glasses I got at the Cubits.
These are my office glasses, so every time I'm in the office, I wear these. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm blind.
I'm not Joey. I'm 90. I got these because Wiggles chewed on my other glasses.
Oh my God, Rocky always chews my glasses. So annoying.
And there's like little bite marks under here.
Yeah, they're the worst. Yep. Yeah.
I didn't realize it. He started chewing this one pair, so that's why I bought a new pair. So it's like,
he's an asshole.
But I said, I didn't think about this through. I said, okay, so then this is going to be your pair. You can choose whatever you want. But he doesn't know the difference between the good pair and his pair and my new pair. So he's going to keep chewing glasses. Like, I thought I was doing good by giving him his own pair of glasses he can chew.
No, you're allowing him to, you're saying it's okay for him to chew glasses.
I thought he would know the difference between his pair and my pair.
Yeah, you're not a very good mom. Well, welcome to the show. It's happening with Snooki and Joey. We are here and we got a show for you guys. Do we have a show for you bitches?
We have a show. Wiggles is fucking wilding out. I gave him this fucking toy, this thing. It's like a ball wiener.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it smells like fucking the devil's dick. It smells fucking so disgusting. It's the only thing
Yeah, it smells like feet.
It's like vomit and feet. And it's like the only thing that shuts him up. But then he like comes right by me and like gnaws on it in my fucking face. And
okay. No. Well, first of all, can we talk about how you brought Wiggles to the dog park and he made no friends?
He's a jerk. Let's get out of here. We went to the bark park. He tries to bite me. We went to the bark park and
he's bad.
The thing is, I don't know. What I like about the dog park is there's a small one and a big one. So the small one's for under 35 pounds and the big one is for over 35 pounds.
It looks so cute, that dog park. So where cute. Is that?
Madison Square Park. It's that's the name of the park.
It's so cute. There were so many nice doggies there.
It's right by my house. So we walk there. And we go out and hang out. But this is first time there. But the thing is, everyone wants to play with him. Like, there's two dogs specifically. There's one named, shout out to Coconut and shout out to Paco. They were, like, trying to be best friends with him the whole time. And then he...
What breeds were they?
One was, like, oh, my God, they're so cute. Coconut was, like, this, like... It was, like, it looked like a hot dog and, like, a golden retriever, like, mixed together. It was just, like, some, like...
What was that fluffy, like, white and black dog?
Oh, I don't know what that was. That looked like a bear.
It was so cute.
All right, stop. Get out of here.
Wiggles, we're working.
Stop. You're so fucking annoying. But thing is, he gets, like, everyone wants to be friends with him, and he doesn't understand the difference between, like, I guess when there's more than one dog coming up to him and saying hi, he starts, like, going, bah, 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 like, trying to, like, bark back and bite back.
Yeah.
So, like, it looks like he's, like, biting, but I think he's just playing. Stop it.
He's playing.
But... He didn't like really make friends. Like, and he didn't want to run around. Like, if I wasn't walking with him, he wouldn't like run. There's a whole like hill and stuff, and he was supposed to be like running with. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't walk with him over there, he wouldn't have jumped on it. So he's going to take some getting used to. But I want to go there and like learn all the dynamics with the moms. Like you know, it's just like going to like, you know, the gymboree or like moms groups everywhere.
I think you should put him in like puppy preschool.
Yeah, now that
you drop him off, and then he learns how to be like a good doggy and how to interact with other dogs. I think that would be very good for him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a ton in the city.
Definitely. Yeah. He definitely needs some more socialization. So like, but like the park's fun. I'm going to go on a nicer day it's hard just by yourself to watch him at all times and like keep an eye on your things and stuff. So like, I want to like go there with a friend so we can like, you know, do things together.
Yeah.
Like a mom's date, like a mom's play day. Like my other friends, maybe me, you and Rocky can go one day.
Oh my God. Rocky would be the best.
He would have fun.
Rocky would be the best big brother, I feel. Because Rocky's so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, he chewed this up, too. I'm talking about my charger. Yeah, it's a terrible terrible 6 months. He's just wilding out. He's a wild toddler.
He's a puppy. He'll get over it.
I hope so. He's really wilding out. It's getting to my psyche. But yeah, I definitely want to return there. But I want to know like the dynamics. Like, you know, there's probably like dog moms that everyone hates at the park. And like,
what do you mean?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's probably like one annoying like dog mom or like one dog that's bad that bites everyone or is like an asshole, and like all the other moms and dogs talk about that dog. Like, I want to know what the gossip is on the fields. Like, who? Like, what?
That's
like,
gonna be Wiggles.
Yeah, I know. I want to see like who is the cool dogs, like who the other moms that like, you know, that are friends and like, you know, they bring each other treats and stuff and like what the etiquette it is. Like, you know, if so this bitch let her dog like, you know, pee on someone's bag or whatever it is. Like there's I'm sure there's like different dog park etiquette and like things you should do, shouldn't do. I just want to lay the land.
I get nervous with dog parks because Rocky is like so nice, and Rocky would never bite like a dog or get aggressive. So I get nervous with like other dogs that, you know, like he just likes to be cuddly and like get up in your business. And some dogs like don't like that, and they like bark back or they like are they like go to bite. So I get nervous that Rocky's gonna get hurt. So I'm very cautious when I bring Rocky around dogs that he doesn't know. So I get nervous.
You're like, what happens if your dog bites someone? Do you get sued and go to jail?
I don't
They
know.
put your dog in prison?
So I was gonna put Rocky in puppy school, because there's a really good one in Livingston here. But I know someone that brought their dog to school, and all of a sudden, like they got sick, and it was just like not a good experience. So I'm like, he's fine here as long as I like bring him for walks and stuff, and like he sees a couple dogs here and there, like he's fine. So I decided not to sign him up for puppy school.
Right. I just always have
He's fine.
guilty conscience, like only child, only dogs, only pet syndromes, that they're like locked, they're like they're taken away from their parents and family, and then they're locked so no one speaks the language. Like you have no friends that like I can only like, you know, pretend I know how to speak, but I don't speak his language, you know, so I want like so he doesn't get to talk to any
So
other
I feel
people.
like it's good. Like if you had like a 9-to-5 job, I think it would be good to like throw your dog into like a school because they're around other dogs, they're not just sitting home by themselves all day. But like I feel like our jobs are like not that, and we can stay home and like we work from home and we do all that. And then when you do go to work, you bring Wiggles.
Yeah, he's
So it's
been.
not like Wiggles is ever alone.
I don't know. Did you ever have a problem with me? He's marking. He's peeing everywhere he goes. Like not pee. Like he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, but he obviously does. But like every like he'll go to work and he'll like lift his leg everywhere. As soon as he gets in the place, he'll like go to every corner and every like little nook and cranny and lift his leg on things, like marking his territory. And after, did you ever have that with Rocky? Or they said after he gets fixed, he won't do it anymore. But it's like. I'm thinking of doing it
So yeah,
myself.
I feel like before Rocky got fixed, he did that everywhere. And now it doesn't really happen. Like obviously on walks he'll do that, but like if he goes into the vet, he doesn't pee inside the vet anymore.
Ugh. It's like I don't want to bring him anywhere because I know he's gonna pee on things. And he's like, and it's fine. Like he's like I
Do you
bring
bring wipes everywhere so you can pick it up?
not to pee because like yeah, I have paper towels and stuff, and I have poopy pads and poop and bags and stuff, but. Look, he'll just like go on everything, like on my slippers, anything that's on the floor, he'll lift his leg on at my house. Like I my slip he pissed in my slippers the other day.
Well, aren't you getting someone to come over and help?
Yeah, they weren't very much help. They came over and like it was like
I'm calling Caesar.
they taught him how to like, you know, touch and like, you know, sit down and like that's really it. Like I don't remember very much anything. They sent me like a book report. It's like I don't want that's not how my style. I want to just like throw money at the problem, just take my dog and fix him. And then bring him back, and then like, and then I can live like, you know, happily ever after. So if you can take my dog and just fix it, please slide into the DMs.
I feel like we've been saying this every week.
No one help. No one.
Somebody
No
help.
one. Help! Help! No one will help me. Did you get ashes yesterday for Ash Wednesday? It's Lent.
No, I'm the worst Catholic person ever. I haven't gotten ashes in so long.
Why?
I am bad. I think I'm going to hell. I do pray every single day, though, and I still believe in Jesus. I'm like lacking going to church and doing all that. So I need to get my shit together.
Well, you're, what do they call it? I mean, like the people that go to church, like they only go on Easter and Christmas. They're called like, I don't know, Fairweather, something church goes. But Poppy got ashes yesterday and he sang of it. Like he looked like the Antichrist. I didn't know what was going on. I was terrified. He said it's like 11 o'clock at night. I was
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
ripped from my sleep. So I posted it.
Well, growing up, I went to church every Sunday and I was an altar girl. So I feel like
You were a
I'm gonna
constant?
still go to heaven because I did that when I was little. But I really should like start like bringing my kids and stuff.
Have his grandma have Nana Janice bring them
She doesn't go either.
home. So that means. Oh wait, stop.
Wiggles, get out of here, man. Next Saturday, guys, I will be at Harrah's. I'm doing another club appearance, and I swear to God, if I get the stomach bug again, I'm going to kill myself. Because it is going around, and I
Is
haven't
it
really
really
tried it yet.
the The norovirus?
Yeah. If I get it again, I'm literally going to die. But yes, I have a club appearance the 15th, March 15th. Harrah's. So excited.
I'm so pissed I'm going to miss that because I'm going to be...
Yeah, you're going to be in Vegas.
Vegas. Well, yeah. So I'm going to be in Vegas for this Thursday. Oh, this is the Friday. Yeah. So this Thursday, all through the weekend, we'll be wilding out in Vegas with RuPaul's Drag Race. So if you're in Vegas, in the greater Vegas area, come to the Strip and find me. I'll be bumping around, wilding out.
Free.
And we want Spookity to come, but she's got a... Did they ever Harrah's in Las Vegas?
I don't know. But even if they did, they wouldn't move my club appearance.
Yeah, move the branch.
No, that's not how it works.
I'm going to go to this branch instead.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to go to Vegas anyway. I have no desire to go there. I just already feel my body like shaking coming back and being hungover. Like, I don't want that feeling.
I know. I'm scared. I might die. Imagine I die. I never, and Wiggles is left alone.
I'll take Wiggles.
Well, Wiggles is going to Poppy's house. Poppy's going to pick, I'm boarding him Poppy's house, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. How long are you going for? A couple days?
Few days. I'll be there from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But I think I leave Sunday. 3 nights.
Oh, God. Godspeed.
I know. But the thing is, we're staying.
God bless you.
We stay at a beautiful place, and we stay at a very classy place. So it's not like the place we stay isn't trashy. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, but you guys are trashy.
We are trashy. That's right.
You're going to be so disgusting. Wait, do they pay for your room and stuff?
Oh my God. It's like a brand trip.
Bitch.
Like a Tarte brand trip. First class and like.
Oh my God.
And like, we're staying in the beautiful suites. Beautiful suites.
What? It's about time.
Yeah, and food. They're doing like a welcome dinner, and then there's like the red carpet, and then the show, and the parties, and like all the things. Because like it's a finale for season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and we're gonna find out who the top.
What are they doing in Vegas? Are they doing a show there?
Well, they have the Vegas Strip show. They have like the Broadway show like on the Strip, the RuPaul's Drag Race live.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, they've had it for a year. Oh. Since the pandemic.
No, have they?
Since before the pandemic. But I don't think we're going to see that show. We saw that last time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think it's just a fun place, you know, to gamble your luck on the winner.
Wiggles is so annoying.
No, he literally is. Look at him.
You should give him some, like, drops of CBD.
Oh, babe. I'm
so he can calm the fuck down.
I'm going to start giving him Benadryl. Stop! Look at my arms.
I know.
The cops are...
Joey's literally all cut up from this dog. He's abusing... You're an abused mother.
Look at what he does. He bites my arms like this. So send this to the police, Nicole. So
Yeah, you're going to jail.
It's
you're
on camera.
You're going to jail.
You're committing crimes on camera.
You're attempting murder, Wiggles. He's trying to butt like your veins so you bleed out.
No, I
look at him.
I rip my wrist.
God, he's like a rat. He's like a piranha.
Stop!
Oh my God. If you guys are listening to this in the car, you have to watch the video tomorrow. Because Joey's getting it back. He's like a little shark.
Stop it!
You need to stop. Look, your arm's getting red.
I have to put him somewhere. Sorry. Take this bait.
Go put him in his cage.
So his cage is in this room. I should move.
Well, put him in there.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Crusaders.
Oh my God. Oh wait. So, Crusaders on the page were wondering how your hair is going.
Oh,
how's the healing? How's it going? I feel like I see it now. Let's see.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, or my hair follicles before they hatch, because apparently they can, like, I can get shock loss and it can fall out, but you can see where they put the whole, oh my God. I'm going to lock him out. Hold on. I always say, like, if you ever find me dead from slit wrists, it was not me committing suicide. That's not how I would do it. It's Wiggles bit my wrist vein and, like, I bled out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I can totally see that.
Can you imagine? None of us can get in touch with you. And we go into your house and you're bleeding out and Wiggles is just sitting there, like gnawing on your arm.
That's what's going to happen.
That's how you're going to die.
What
would you want me to do with Wiggles? Would you want me to put him on trial or just like take him?
Yeah.
Put him on trial?
Yeah, but like, don't, but like make a deal with the judge so like you know that he's not going to get life in prison. You know, he's going to have a death penalty or life in prison, but he doesn't know. So like he has to go through the whole thing, like, and sit there on the trial, like, women say guilty and not guilty. He's got to stress out for months and months and months, not knowing if he's going to go to prison for the rest.
No, yeah, I want him to feel awful.
Yeah, but then like, don't put him in prison for his life, but just scare him enough so that scare him, like, you know, so he thinks he's about to go to prison for life or get death penalty. And, but then at the end, but like, so it's not guilty, but see, like what I did for you.
Well, I'm definitely going to spank him like really hard.
What are you going to do with my remains?
We would all split it up, I feel. We would split it between like me, Leah, Poppy.
Would you sprinkle at like a buffet somewhere?
Yeah, I would sprinkle it. Where would I sprinkle it? I'd sprinkle some at Luco's.
Okay, wait. I'm so sorry, but we got turned away. Hair transplant. Now.
Yeah.
So you could see all the little spikes. See that?
Oh, now I see it.
It's like a full hair.
Was your hair not growing there?
Well, they're seeded because I was old.
Oh, yeah, but your hair wasn't there?
No, not there where it is. Not fully.
Wow, look at that.
And there, that's my bald spot was there. That's this spot was where I had the alopecia. See how all the
came in?
But this side, I don't have that. So like, it's like not male pattern baldness. It's just like a hormone dysfunction. Because this side's fine. So it's not like old man baldness. It's just hole there. I don't know what it was. So
you're going to look so young.
I know. These baby hairs might pop. These might fall out. See them?
Yeah, what about the back?
I can't see the back, but
can you do the back? Let me see the back. I can't see. Oh, yeah, there you go. You're going to look 29 years old.
I know. I just have to go back to the Botox boss snatch my face up. But yeah, I'm immortal.
What a nice gift to yourself.
I know. I'm immortal.
You look amazing.
And you know what I loved about it? I don't have to go. I mean, I'm all about, you know, international travel and having fun. But like to go to Turkey, like, it was not my card. You might get it cheaper, a little bit cheaper. But the thing is, you have to also then travel on a 10-hour, 12-hour flight, depending where you're coming from, and go to another country. And then if something goes wrong with your head, you're not going to go to fly back to get a fucking checkup or something goes wrong, or, you know, you need to do it. Like, a lot of times you have to add more hairs and add things in, like in process of it, just like to fill in after it all grows in.
I would never.
You have to go back to fucking Turkey. It's like, I would never. I just felt more comfortable going to right here in the United States because he, you know, I can go.
Yeah, he's literally 10 minutes away from me and he does everything. And I feel like anything like surgical or like something you're doing to your face, your body, you're going under the knife, like you're bleeding. You want to spend the money to make sure like you're doing it right. It's right here. God forbid, like you need to like go get a follow up, like it's in your country. I would never do that. That scares me. And I feel like a lot of people die from that.
And also,
if you don't go to the right place, like they wake up and their kidneys are gone because they're selling it to the black market.
It's a risk. And then say that you have to end up being in the hospital. So something went wrong. Like, who knows if they take your insurance over in that country or what happens when you're in this other country, you're going to have to be like, your family's going to have to fly out to see your dead body because you had to get a hair follicle transplant.
You know, bitch.
A different country.
Spend the money. Make sure you're alive. They do it safe. They do it healthy. And you don't die.
Do you know how many horny text messages I got from the Mammoth? I'm sorry, from the Crusaders?
When?
About Trutella. Like, everyone's, like, horny for him.
Really?
Yes, and I've been Snapchatting him. I mean, snapping it and sending it to him. All the Crusaders are...
You guys, what are they saying?
A married man.
I'm telling his wife.
I know.
Wait, what are they saying?
Ooh, break me off a piece of that. Hot. Like, was he single? Like, you know, ooh, he can poke me with something.
You guys are slept.
I know.
That's so funny.
I'm still sh- I'm still sh- I'm shaken right now. I'm startled after I just got attacked on camera.
Oh, literally, you got assaulted.
Look.
Oh no, I would not deal with that shit. Mm-mm.
I know. Spring is. We're having false fall. What was it called? Oh, an Indian spring. When it's like when you think it's about to be spring and then it fucking snows.
Is it gonna snow?
I don't know. Let me check the weather. But it's like it was. We have a couple nice days here. Oh God, hear this scandal. I want a fucking full refund. So the other day I had a party for my friend, who's going through some medical things. My friend has breast cancer. So we had a titty party for her. It's like a pity party, but it's a titty party. You get it?
Did she love it?
Yeah, we had a good time. Nice. She's gonna be fine. So I had everyone at the house. So I wanted the house to look nice. So it was 60 degrees that day. So like the day, so that day I went.
Gorgeous.
I made the outside looked nice. I have a little couch that Billy put out there, and I have lily lanterns and like I had plants, but they all died from the winter. So I was going to get some fresh plants because it's already spring has sprung. It was 60 degrees out. So I go to the Home Depot and I get two beautiful new plants. I put them out there. They were beautiful and they looked nice. Next day or two, then it dropped to 20 degrees outside, and now everyone's dead.
What do you mean everyone's dead? Oh, the plants.
Yeah, I shouldn't talk about a breast cancer party and then say everyone's dead. It was not my friend that just said.
My God.
It was the
you jumped the gun. You jumped the gun. You got it.
I jumped the gun. So now I have this dead plant, but I tried to bring it inside to see if it can breathe in here by the window. And I gave him water and tried to feed him. But he's like laying like lifeless on my fucking table. So now it's like, I don't want to get fool me once, shame on you. It's like, I don't want to get more plants on because now it's nice out today. It's going to be 60 degrees today, but it's like the rest of the week, it's going to be. So I have to like wait until it's like literally 70 degrees each day because I mean, I'm not a botanist. I'm not friends.
I think you have to wait till like April because March, it can still snow. And I'm not ready for summer. I still like this chilly weather. I like chilly weather to where you can wear like leggings and Uggs still, but like with a sweatshirt or like a long sleeve. So it's like not too cold, but it's like air conditioning weather.
Boys love shorts. So I'm opposite. I would like to do shorts and a hoodie. That's my favorite outfit. Like that's
oh yeah. Yeah. Well in Dallas, when I went to Dallas this over the weekend, it was 75.
Oh my
God. And I was sweating and I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I'm ready for this heat. So I still want to keep like the 60 and 50 degree weather.
Oh no,
that's
no.
What I like.
No, I'm ready for spring. I don't want it to be summer. I can live spring. It can be my favorite season. If it was spring year round, I could be fine because I could still do.
Yeah, but like what temperature?
I mean, I don't want to go swimming. Like I don't like summer hot. Like if I want to go swimming hot, like I don't know. I think my perfect temperature outside would be, 72 degrees, like inside temperature, like room temperature.
Ugh, that's hot.
72 is not hot.
Yes, it is.
I was at 65.
I was going to say at 68, 69.
Okay, yeah, 65 then. 67.
68.
That's the perfect temperature. But then if you want to go swim, it's too cold to go swimming in that, though.
Everyone has heated pools now. So Harris is a pool party. There's a pool, so you can like wear your bathing suit and go swimming.
It's indoors. Is it daytime or nighttime?
It's nighttime, but like you can still jump in the pool. And when I used to go, like before the show, I would wear a bathing suit so I can jump in the pool.
Wait,
like,
you're allowed
crash.
At the pool after dark, you're allowed to actually go swimming?
No, I don't think you're allowed to, but I would jump in and get in trouble.
Yeah. That'd be fun if it was a nighttime swimming pool party, though, right?
I'm going to wear a nice jumper. So remember when we went to that psychedelic restaurant and they were performing?
Yeah, going back.
I'm going back because I didn't get to enjoy it. I remember, so that was when I had the stomach bug, you guys remember? And I went because I was really trying to push myself and I ended up just like barfing in the hallway. I just couldn't hold it. But I was so excited because they perform and they do all these cute things. Remember I ordered a ginger ale to sip on because I was so nauseous. And then I got a vodka ginger ale to like really try and like pull through. It didn't work.
No, she was yakking everywhere.
Oh my God, horrible. If that happens again, I'm going to be so upset.
It won't have it. So it's just you and one girl going?
Just me and Frankie. And I think Amy's going to try and come. I'm going to go a little early so I can gamble. I'm not going to do the spa. I'm not going to do what we did because I feel like I'm going to have PTSD. So I'm going to go do lunch, gamble, do dinner, and then go to Harrah's.
I'm jealous. I mean, I wish I can come, but I'll be there in spirit.
But you're going to be a hot mess in Vegas.
Oh. I'm going to try to do, like, I'm going to try, I know.
I can't wait for your stories where you're, like, screaming.
But I might want to go for a spa treatment, maybe, and, like, for a dip, but I know I'm going to end up, like, you know, on the
floor.
There's
no way you're doing that. You're going to be degenerate the whole time.
I'm going to be staying up till 6 a.m. and, like, eating McDonald's on my floor with no pants on, like,
prime. I love, like, when we plan trips and I bring, like, a workout outfit and I'm like, okay, we're going to wake up, we're going to get green juice, we're going to work out, we're going to walk, like, knowing that we have a day off in L.A. And what do? We wake up, we go downstairs, we have mimosas, we go to Abbey all day.
Uh-huh.
We just can never just stay sober.
You were pregnant. That was when you were pregnant, we did all that, though.
Oh, my God. When we were pregnant, that was like the best day ever.
Yeah.
I was pregnant. I was in L.A. for something. And it was the first time, like, me and Joey, like, didn't drink, obviously. So we went to the Cat Cafe. We had a car. We were, like, driving up mountains.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how you live. Like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Eating juices and eating, like,
instead of, like, blacking out at the Abbey.
It was very rejuvenating. I still feel calm and rejuvenated.
That was great.
From it. But wait, can we talk about Sissy Cheer competition?
Bitch! Bitch!
I saw it on the news.
The news. Ugh. I literally thought I was going to die, and I wasn't with my daughter, and I couldn't find her. I couldn't find her for 45 minutes, and I was, like, trying to save other kids from the program because they were getting trampled. It was an actual nightmare. It was a nightmare.
Can you break down what happened? Like, where were you when can we talk about all this?
Okay, guys. Well, yeah, I just don't want to... Well, yeah, whatever. Everyone's telling their story anyway. So obviously I was at NCA, which is like the biggest competition in cheer. And so many gyms go. And like, if you win NCA, it's like unheard of that you win. And Giovanna won. Like
Super Bowl.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. I cannot believe she won NCA at 10 years old. So I'm so proud. Regardless of like what happened and how like traumatic and crazy the weekend was, like it turned out to be amazing and she did a great job. And I'm so proud of her and her team for like coming back after that day. But yeah, we were in Dallas for the cheer competition at the Kay Bailey Convention Center. And, you know, we're there all day. So we have to be there all day because we watch all the teams. So we're there from like 9 a.m. to like 10 p.m. at night. Obviously, we have breaks here and there where we can, you know, like leave, get our ready, you know, have lunch, whatever. But it was Saturday and she was set to perform at like 1:25 or whatever. And so at the convention center, there's like a ton of halls. So it's A, B, C, D. And I think there's E. So there's five halls. So it's just like a big stretch of a convention center. It's huge, a huge building.
Yeah.
And then attached to it, you like go through this hallway and then there's the Omni Hotel. So that's where a lot of people stay. And that's like where the bar is, the restaurant, you can get food there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people stay there. We didn't stay there. We stayed somewhere like 10 minutes away just because it's like too much chaos and too many people. And
there's everywhere. Yeah.
I just don't like an overcrowded place where I stay with Giovanna. So we stay like 10 minutes away, whatever. So she was set to perform at 1:25. So I had to drop her off. I think it was like 11:30. I dropped her off at 11:30 in the team room.
And she's with all the coaches and the teachers and everyone.
So when this happened, she was in warm-ups. So I dropped her off. I ended up getting food. And then I watched her walk out. And then she was around like 1 o'clock. She was backstage in warm-ups. So I had to go to Hall A, which is like right by the arena. And like I said, there's a million halls. So it's just like mile stretch of different halls, you know, where the people perform, where the kids perform. So I was in Hall A by the arena, and where I was, she was like backstage. So you have like the stage where they perform, and then there's a backstage where they like warm up and they do all that. So we were kind of like in the same spot, but I wasn't with her. I couldn't see her. She was with her team. So I'm in line getting, you know, pizza for her after, because I'm picking her up after she performs. And I'm going to see her in like 25 minutes. She's about to go on stage to perform. And I'm in line getting pizza and soda with my two cheer mom friends. And I'm paying. And all of a sudden, one of my cheer mom friends says, "Nicole, run." And it's just chaos. Everyone's running to the stage. So I'm thinking, oh my God, Giovanna's on early. Like, I'm missing her fucking perform. I was freaking out. I dropped everything, like my soda, the pizza, I dropped it. And I ran to the stage because I'm like, I'm missing my daughter for NCA. This is day one. She competes day two. So they compete 2 days. And I'm like, I have to be there to see her. So I'm running to the stage. And then I'm like, wait, everyone's running. I'm like, is everyone running to go see Giovanna? Like, this is a little chaotic. Like, calm down. And then I realize, she goes, "Nicole, there's a gun. Run." And I'm like, "A gun?" Yeah, she goes, "Nicole, a gun. Run." And I'm like, "A gun?" And I just see all these moms and cheerleaders running towards me to get out the door over here. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just like looking around like, wait, what did she say? Did she say gun? And all these people are running. All of a sudden, I see moms just like bouncing into each other and falling on the ground. Soda spilling everywhere, like fries everywhere. And they're like, what the fuck? And everyone's freaking out. And then it was just utter chaos. It was a stampede of people just running and pushing each other to get out of the building. So I'm like, what the fuck? Is this an actual shooting? And I'm with two of the cheer moms and two children. One of the children, the mom wasn't with us. So I grabbed the child and I picked her up because she's getting trampled on. And then I pick her up and then I fall because I'm getting trampled on. My arm, I still can't fucking move my arm right. And people were just running on top of each other in chaos, trying to get away from this shooter. And so I pick up the girl. I pick up the child and we end up running outside and we're like, okay, we're outside. And everyone's just like, oh my God, what is happening? Like pure chaos. And I'm with some of the cheer moms from our gym and I'm like, what is going on? And then I'm freaking out. Like, where's my daughter? Where's my daughter? Like, where is her team? Does her coach have her? Like, I have no idea. Everyone's like outside hysterically crying. There's people bleeding from being trampled on. Like, there's blood everywhere. Children are freaking out crying. Where's my mom? All of us are saying, where's our daughter? It was actual chaos. So we're standing outside for like 10 minutes. I'm calling the coaches. I'm like, do you have Giovanna? Like, hysterically crying. They're like, yes, we're hiding in a corner. But they got split up. So some of the team was with the coaches and they ran to like a hotel room and barricaded the door. They were hiding in there. But then Giovanna wasn't there. So I was like calling all the moms, like, did you see Giovanna? Do you know where she is? I'm freaking the fuck out, hysterically crying. Like, how is this happening right now? And then as I'm on the phone, everyone starts running again. I hear fucking gunshots outside. I hear actual gunshots. It's like,
did you hear the first time you hear gunshots or no?
No, I just like saw the chaos of everything.
Okay.
So I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I don't know if like it's actually happening outside. But then when I get outside, I hear 3 shots go off and everyone just starts running to the highway. So we are outside of the building. We're like, I feel like it was an emergency exit. So it like wasn't like prepared for all these people. And then you cross the street and then we go over a bridge and then like that's where the highway is. Everyone was running in the middle of the street. All the cars were like, what the fuck is going on? People were jumping in cars. They were jumping in like the trunks trying to hide. I'm running now. And then I see some of the kids from our gym being trampled on again. So I'm picking up all these kids. I'm like, you have to run, like just run. And people are losing their shoes. People have no shoes on. Everyone's bleeding. It was a fucking nightmare. It was chaos. So after we're running and I get on the bridge, so we're kind of like far away, I'm like, where the fuck is Giovanna? What is happening? And then I hear 2 more gunshots and then people are running more. So by the time like we stopped running, we were like a mile away from the convention center. So now I'm meeting up with some of the moms that are on Giovanna's team. One of my mom friends had no shoes on. She lost her phone. It was just a nightmare. And she's like, where are our kids? I'm like, I don't know. And everyone's like sheltering in place in like the nearby diners, the restaurants. Some hotels like wouldn't let people in because they were like, we can't let you in. Like we have to save like our people. It was messed up. Some people didn't even let people in. So I'm just calling everyone. I finally figure out that Giovanna is like 2 miles away in a nearby movie theater. And she's hiding in a movie theater. hiding in a movie theater with some of her teammates. So they got split up. So I'm like, okay, I need to get to you. So I ended up, before I found out she was in the movie theater, I walked all the way back to the convention center. I was ready to fucking die. I was like, I need to find my daughter. Like,
is she with coaches? Did the coaches leave the kids, or they, everyone's got it separated?
No, some of the kids just freaked out and ran.
So they're by themselves?
With no problem. So there was four teammates together, but one of the dads was with them. So like, thank God, like the dad found them and was watching them and like protecting them. But she was in the movie theater. So I meet up with all the moms back at the convention center. And by then there was like cops everywhere. There was like a bomb squad there, which was weird. There was like a gang unit there. There was a lot of people there. It was very weird. So I get there and I'm like, all right, Giovanna's at the movie theater. I gotta go. And people are still running. People are screaming, where's my child? Where's my kid? Kids were lost for like 3 hours. They didn't know where their parents were. And Giovanna didn't have her phone.
Yeah,
because she was warming up. Yeah, if she had her bag and she had her phone, I would have tracked her on like 360. I would have knew exactly where she was. But she was about to perform. I had no idea where she was. So I find out she's at the movie theater and it's like a mile away. So right when I find out, I'm running full speed, Forrest Gump, down a highway, jumping barricades. I'm like, and as I'm running, people are like, oh my God, Snooki, can I get a picture?
Stop.
I'm like, bitch, we're not fucking shooting. I can't find my daughter. Three people asked for pictures. I can't. I'm like, I cannot find my daughter. I just heard gunshots. It was pure chaos. I'm like, I'm not fucking picture. Like, are you kidding me? So I yelled at them a little bit. So sorry. But I couldn't find my daughter. So I finally get there. And like, that's where like all the parents were like reunited with the kids that were hiding in the movie theater. And it was just, I was hysterically crying. She was hysterical. And then I'm trying to like get away. I'm like, let's go back to the hotel right now. Like, let's get out of here. I don't want to be near this convention center. Like, I don't know what's happening. Let's just go back to our room. We'll order a room service and just relax for the day. Because I'm like, there's no way they can, you know, continue this competition. There's just no way. So she was scared to go outside. She was like, Mom, did they catch the guy? Like, what is happening? And at that point, we had no idea what was happening. So I was like, Giovanna, let's just start walking. But we have to walk far. So it was weird. I had no service at that time. Like, no service. And I had service all day.
It probably was too many people trying to use it.
Yeah. So I had no service. I couldn't get an Uber. I couldn't get a car. And it's like a 20-minute walk. So I'm like, shit, let's just start walking. And then I see a guy in a golf cart and he's like, I'm taking people to safety, like where they're staying. And this guy took us on a golf cart and drove us all the way back.
Did you trust him? What if he was a bad guy?
No, he was like wearing like a town thing.
Oh.
So he brought us back to our hotel. It was pure chaos. So obviously, you know, the next day they're like, we're going to continue the competition. Like, a lot of teams left. Some of the people in the gym left because their daughters were terrified to go back. I was like, Giovanna, do you want to go back? Like, if she was too scared to go back, we would have left. But she was like, no, Mom, I want to compete. Yeah, a lot of people went back. But a lot of teams did leave because they were terrified. So we went back and obviously they had a ton more security and everything was fine. You know, it was a little scary for everyone. But like, we ended up having a great day and she won. She won the freaking competition. So I'm glad it turned out how it did. But now, like, I'm seeing like all the comments and everything and the media is saying that it was from two drunk dads like fighting over nachos in the Omni. Poles fell down on the carpet, and that's how everyone said gunshots. Bitch, no, that's not what happened. And so many people are commenting, it wasn't a shooting. You guys just want to pretend you were in a shooting. Bitch, you weren't there. I can't stand all these comments of people like just like gaslighting everyone in their experience and like not believing us. Like, we heard gunshots. And the Omni, so where this fight happened, I feel like there's two things that happened at the same time. As this fight happened with the dads, that was a mile away from where I was in Hall A. So it's all the way. So Hall A is here. And then the way down here is where the Omni is. But you have to go through a hallway. They were by the bar and it's carpeted. So if they're fighting and poles fall, you're not going to hear it a mile away. I heard gunshots. No one's going to tell me I didn't hear gunshots. I heard the gunshots. I have it on video. So all these comments of people like commenting saying there was nothing when they weren't even there. Like,
yeah, too.
I just want everyone to know, if you weren't there and you didn't experience it, don't fucking comment on it, because you weren't there. You didn't hear it. And the gaslighting and like making people feel bad and like invalidating people's experiences, it's just so fucked up. It's crazy. And even if I didn't hear gunshots, which I did, in that moment of panic, that was a shooting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people were running for their lives. Children were screaming, crying. So even if it wasn't a shooting, the damage is done. You were experiencing a shooting. You were waiting to get shot at. You were hiding for your life. So regardless if there wasn't or not, like, the experience was still real. And kids are still, yeah, it was insane. And everyone's like, well, why didn't you get video of it? I'm like, I was in a panic looking for my daughter. I wasn't thinking of pulling out my phone and being like, oh my God. Like, yeah. That's not where my head was at. My head was at saving my daughter and getting the fuck out of there.
Oh my.
So it's traumatic. I'm having horrible dreams. And Giovanna, if she hears like a sound, she freaks out because she said she heard the gunshots. And I was like trying to like not tell her, but she was like, Mom, I heard it. So she freaking heard things. So the kids are traumatized. She was like scared to go back to school. It's like, it was a terrible, terrible experience. And it wasn't great. And the media is fucking lying about it, which, shocking, whatever.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just two drunk dads fighting over nachos. It was something totally different.
You heard it here first. I mean, those are things that are never going to leave the party. Like you said earlier, it doesn't matter what the outcome was of it. The fear of your life being taken from you that severely and that dramatically will never leave you. You're shaking to the core.
No. In that moment, I thought my daughter was dead and I was about to get shot at. It was the worst experience I ever experienced. It was it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And all of us parents like didn't know if our children were safe. We didn't find our kids for 45 minutes. It was just pure chaos.
That reminds me of how it was the morning of 9/11, where like no one can get in touch with anyone. Like, everyone's cell phones, like, they don't know where.
You don't know, like,
calling the kids and calling your parents. Like, and it was like, and like, it was so, like, thank God all of you parents are in cahoots. Like, I think for protocol going forward to now, they're going to start doing this, is making sure everyone is on, maybe there's some kind of special hotline or something, like, so, or some kind of GPS thing where everyone, all the parents can be together to, like, you know what I mean? Thank God you guys had everyone's phone numbers, like the dad that was with, you know, the other girls. Thank God, like, everyone can get in touch. You can, you know.
Yeah.
Because how scary.
It was terrifying. So I have a next competition is just as big as this one. So I'm hoping like we have like security to where like they check the bags now, because you could walk into that competition with anything. They don't check the bags. You don't go through a metal detector. You just walk in. So literally anybody could bring anything in, which is terrifying because this is a children's event.
Well, Texas is an open carry state. You legally can carry a gun anywhere you want there.
I honestly, it sounded like it was just like shooting in the air. I have no idea, but there were gunshots. So don't tell me there wasn't, because you weren't there. I heard it. There was gunshots.
Oh, I feel so bad.
I'm just glad everyone's okay. Everyone's fine. You know, some people got hurt, was like being trampled on. But I mean, I feel like the damage is done when it comes mentally to like these kids and the moms. And I literally thought I was dying with my daughter.
Being all the preparation you've done for the zombie apocalypse, did you feel like you were prepared for this, or did you not have your...
Honestly, so now I know how I'm going to react in like a terrible situation. And instead of hiding and cowering, I was trying to save everyone.
Yeah.
And I was like not afraid to like go back. I was ready to fight. Bitch, I was ready to fight.
That's what I'm saying. Did you ever thought of not to run back in?
I was like, I was ready to save. And like,
you
fight
people. Running back into the room to where Sissy was and try to find her, or like it was.
Yeah, I tried, and that's when I realized she was at the movie theater. So I was ready to fucking die. I was ready. I was like, as long as my daughter's okay, like I can die. It's fine.
Oh my God, how spooky!
It was crazy.
Well, onto some lighter.
So everyone commenting on the situation, if you weren't there, shut the fuck up, please.
because the fact they're saying there's no shooting, you just want to pretend you survived a shooting. Bitch, shut up.
Why would you want
to pretend? You have no idea what we experienced. You have no freaking idea. It was life or death. And children were being trampled on. People were getting hurt. It was a nightmare. So if you weren't there, mind your business and shut up.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm glad we're okay. And congratulations to Giovanna and her team. They won NCA. Right. And I'm so proud of them that they just like overcame that and performed the next day and literally killed it. Now you're, so it was a great turnout.
You've been wearing her jacket around acting like you won. Did you ever make it to NCA as a cheerleader?
No, bitch. No. So that was like, that it's a dream. It's a miracle. Oh, did you start Paradise?
Yeah, but I haven't watched it since you told me that it was
Oh my god.
Since you told me that it was underground or it was the future.
Well, Paradise season finale happened and I didn't watch it yet because I don't want it to be over. So I think I'm gonna watch it tonight. I don't know. But I heard it's freaking amazing.
Well, I haven't seen it since you told me that it was make believe. Or no, it was a different time zone.
Well, come on, man.
I'm just starting a new show called the Leftovers right now.
You're starting too many things. You need to like stay with one show.
Have you seen the Leftovers yet?
No, I'm staying with one show.
Okay, so Leftovers, it's not new. It's like 10 years old, I think. But Justin Trudeau stars in it, or Justin Theroux, one of the he stars in it, and this is his famous like bulge scene where he's like running down the street trying to save a dog and his whole dick is hanging out.
Sick.
Also, Paris Hilton's ex-boyfriend Chris Zalkind or something is
Zalkind.
Oh, it's not Zalkind. Zal something. Hottie. And then it's like a star-studded cast. Liv Tyler's in it. Who else was popping up? It was just like literally everyone and their mother's in this thing called The Leftovers. So I'm just starting that right now. But the thing is, Wiggle's new fucking thing is I want to murder. If he sees a dog on the television, he freaks the fuck out and starts screaming like an animal at the TV. So I can't watch a show.
Oh my God.
And then I was watching some other show with Courtney Cox in it. Like she lives in a haunted house, which is so good. But I had to stop watching because he starts seeing the TV and wilding out. It's like, being a single mom is really taking a toll on my mental health. Do you know what I mean?
We hate Wiggles.
I don't hate Wiggles. And then Billy's like, get him away from me. Like, he's nice. He loves, like, Billy loves him. I mean, he loves Billy. And he's like, he goes, when he comes over, he like cuddles with him and like stays him over there. And they have fun. But it's like, you know, he can even be annoying over there too. So it's like,
honestly, he's still a puppy. It's going to get better. And he just needs to be trained a little bit and it'll be fine. Because I remember when I got Rocky and he was a puppy, he was biting ankles. He was biting everyone. And my kids were like, we don't like this. Like, we just want like a cozy cat dog to cuddle with and just like sit there. Right. And Rocky ended up becoming that. Like, after he got neutered and we did a little training, he only went to training for like 4 days. And he was like the best dog.
Should I bring him to your trainer?
Probably, yeah, because he's really good. All right, so I'm hooking Joey up with a trainer for Wiggles when he's at Poppy's house. So Poppy likes to have him all day. Poppy can, like, do things.
Yeah.
I just drop him off and, like, get his stuff done. Then he picks him up at, like, 4 o'clock.
That's perfect. Oh, my God. I hope that.
Can you imagine you come back with a different dog that's, like, a cat?
He hears us and he's banging at the door right now. He's going to come back and get me.
Oh, my, he's, like, a monster.
Oh my God! Remember the movie The Signs when the aliens in the house and he's like his weird finger under the door trying to kill everyone.
Yeah, that's Wiggles right now.
Well, Spooky, I hope you get the rest and relaxation that you deserve. You the rest and relaxation you deserve this weekend. And I hope
you just had a stroke.
And I hope I
love you guys. Thank you for listening to my truth. And if you were there, I hope that you're safe and we're all in this together. And I love you so much. And I love you, Crusaders.
It's happening.